And thank you for calling because support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi. Yes, Deja. My name is Gloria Reeves, and I called on yesterday to cancel a transaction that's coming out of my account. I talked to Nikki Johnson, and she to ask for a reimbursement of my funds, and she indicated that she could only reimburse like 25%. But in order for me to get a total full reimbursement, I would need to call back with my banking institution on the line with me. So I have them on the line with me at this time. And I wanted to request a full reimbursement of my funds.
Can I have your zip code, please, ma'am, to help you out?
30273.
Okay, you said 302.
30273.
Can I have your name, please?
My name is Gloria Reeves.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
4542 Adams Court, Rex, Georgia, 30273.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Okay, so by looking at your account, ma'am, it looks like you got our meal planner app. And you entered a sweepstakes to win like a Dyson vacuum, iPhone, or iPad. When you did that, you was enrolled into our meal planner app, and we give customers like a $20 rate to stay. And the meal planner app helps to boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
What? Excuse me. What? I did not sign up for that. I don't know what that is. I have no idea of what it is, and that's when I saw that transaction on my account is the reason I called. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
So I would like to get a full reimbursement of those that money that was taken out in January and in February. She
gave a reimbursement.
Can you
hold for just a moment, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. So what the Meal Planner app is an app that helps focus on comeback sugar and carb cravings and boosting your energy. And by looking at your account, looks like we already canceled your account and gave you a refund on the 30th of $59.89.
Yes, but I'm talking about the refund for the January and February for something that I didn't even have or use or whatever that is.
Do you recall entering a contest to win like a Dyson vacuum, iPhone, iPad?
No, I do not.
Do you recall entering any type of survey?
I do not, but I could have done a survey. I've done surveys for other things, and I've done surveys before, but not entering anything to join a membership for funds to be taken out of my account.
So you do recall we're doing a survey?
No, I don't recall doing a survey for Dyson Vacuum. No, I don't. I said that I can't say that I have never done a survey because
any
I have
type
done
of
survey.
Okay, so you have did one?
Any type of survey?
Okay,
what do you mean any type of survey?
Can you hold for just a moment, ma'am? Okay, so when you did any type of survey, it enrolled you into our meal planner app.
So what did you just say?
When you did that, ma'am, it automatically enrolled you into our meal planner app.
Meal planner app. What meal planner app?
Ma'am,
no,
it's an app
that
helps focus on combat sugar and carb cravings. You say you did a survey before, so when you did that.
No, I didn't say that I did a survey for either of those things that you're just talking about. I have done
any type of survey,
period.
Ma'am. Correct. So when you did any type of survey, it automatically enrolled you into this. But we canceled your account and gave you a full refund.
Okay, but no, I only got a refund of $59. You all took out money January and in February, and my credit union is on the line to verify that information. I want a refund of the full amount, January.
Okay, so,
and
ma'am, we can only refund you up to the latest charge.
Why is that?
But if your bank is on the line, let me speak to them, please. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. She's on the line.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure why you all needed to speak with me. The member was just informed that you all would need me on the phone in order to review her account and issue the credits for January and February.
Okay, so we already gave her a refund for the 26th of March. We already gave her a recent full refund of $59.89, and we got the account canceled. And she agreed on that in March.
No, I said that you could refund the $25. The individual yesterday said, I will refund 25%, which is the amount that she refunded for the most recent transaction. And she said to call tomorrow with the credit union online in order for you to get a refund for your previous amounts of January and February. That's what I'm talking about when I say a full refund. I'm talking about a full refund of everything that has been taken out of my account.
Okay, so I'm not sure. So I don't see where a previous agent said that, ma'am. We only gave you a refund of $59.89 and got the account canceled. We can only refund you on the previous.
Who is Nikki Johnson?
Okay, so ma'am, I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, Nikki Johnson is the person that I spoke with on yesterday afternoon around 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, so ma'am, I don't see that, ma'am.
Okay, well, even though if you don't see that, I want my refund from January and February.
Okay, so we can only refund you up to the latest charge, ma'am.
Why is that?
Because
why
it was a valid charge that you made, ma'am.
I did not make that charge. You can't just go around signing people up for surveys just because somebody does surveys. You do surveys on your job. You can do surveys anywhere. You can do surveys walking through the mall. You can't just sign people up for surveys and membership and things because they do a survey.
Okay, so ma'am, everything was basically explained to you in the terms and conditions.
No, no, no. I have never been explained anything about a survey that someone has said and told me that I was joining, this is a membership into something. No, no, no. What company do you work for?
Ma'am, this is a third-party call center, and we provide customer support for several different online companies.
Okay, which online company is it? I'm sorry, the credit union. I'm sorry, you have to.
That's okay. I was going to ask a question. So there's no way or no information you can provide the customer to show when she agreed to those terms and conditions. You don't have
okay,
that information?
Okay, so she would have to go back. So the terms and conditions where she went and signed up for this, ma'am.
But if she doesn't recall that, is there anywhere she could go to access?
Yeah, she can
that
go back and read back. She can always go back on that website and read over the terms and conditions again. Yes, she
what
can.
Website?
In which website would that be? Do you have that?
Okay, so she did a survey. When she did that survey, whatever survey she did online, it had the terms and conditions in the survey.
Okay,
so
ma'am,
I'm not sure what survey she did.
I have not done an online survey.
Okay, so that's
survey.
What I was looking for. Okay.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
What survey is that? What
ma'am,
survey is
I'm
it?
I'm not sure what survey you did, ma'am.
I have not done an online survey.
Okay, so you stated earlier you did a survey before, and you did multiple surveys.
You asked me had I done
ma'am.
A survey. I said, in my lifetime, yes, I have done a survey. I've done surveys
so
on my job.
Ma'am.
I've done surveys in various places.
So
I have
ma'am.
Not done an online survey. I have
so,
not
ma'am,
completed.
You just stated you did a survey. You just stated to me and your bank that you did multiple surveys before.
I said I have done surveys in life, and you have too. And I have not done an online survey. I have done surveys on my job. I've done surveys at church. I've done surveys at a number of places. So, yes, I have done surveys. But I have not completed an online survey to sign up for membership on whatever this is that you have. Whatever company you're calling from, whichever company you're working for, a third party, I have not. I want my monies back.
Okay, so unfortunately, hold for just a moment. Thank you.
Okay, so she really just doesn't have the information we need to determine what this was for, like where you clicked on this or whatever.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just a call center looking up information, quoting what it was for, but they can't give us the information necessary to help you remember, oh, yeah, I did this survey for this, and that's when this was.
But
you know,
I haven't done an online. I do know that I haven't done an online survey. I haven't done online. I have done surveys in life, but I haven't done an online survey. I don't do online surveys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here, ma'am. Hold for just a moment. Thank you.
That's why I was hoping that if we were able to kind of drill it down and determine exactly where it was that this could have happened, that would help, but they're not able to give us what I was looking for.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you on the, I know your time is
Oh,
valuable.
it's okay. Oh, no, it's not a problem. It helps
I'm
me in
still here.
determining, you know, other things as well.
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, we're not going to be able to give you that refund because we already got canceled your account in March, and we already gave you that full refund already. So we cannot issue you no refund for January and February because we already gave you a full refund of $59.89 already. And due to you not reading over the terms and conditions, ma'am, we cannot issue you two more refunds.
Okay, so can you give me the date it was actually canceled, please?
Yes, ma'am, I surely can.
Thank you.
So we got her account canceled, ma'am, on the 30th.
This was yesterday, and I have the
Yes.
cancellation number.
And we got her a full refund of $59.89.
She gave me a partial refund. She gave me the refund for the last transaction.
For
That's what they
March.
did.
So, ma'am, we gave you a full refund of $59.89. We gave you a full refund, not partial refund, a full refund.
You gave a
Okay.
refund for that one time, for that one month.
Yes, ma'am, we can only refund you up to the latest charge of the latest month, the recent month.
Okay, and just to confirm, when you mentioned that she agreed to some terms and conditions, you all do not have access to that. Is that
No,
correct?
ma'am, unfortunately, that's something she would
Okay.
have to read over herself when, you know, when she's doing like a survey or something
Yeah, I know,
and
but the
what she's
problem
getting
is when a
herself
member,
into.
well, you know, it's just whenever she doesn't recall doing this or having any, you know, dealings with this merchant or whatever it is, she doesn't even know where to go look. So that's why I was just hoping that you all may have something to
No,
help.
ma'am, we do not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Who do you work for? What's the name of the company? Is it Jubilant Merchant that you work for?
Ma'am, we're a third-party call center and we provide customer support for several
But you
different
work
online
for
companies.
somebody. You work for somebody. Who do you work for?
Ma'am, we're a third-party call center, ma'am.
You don't work for anybody? You
We're a
don't have a.
third-party call center. We have several different online companies, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I will take it up somewhere else because I will resolve this and I'm going to take it up somewhere else at another level. Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, what's your name again?
My name is Asia.
You're Asian. Okay. So,
Yes, ma'am.
are you located in California?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your last name?
We're not able to provide you all the information, ma'am, but is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, it's not. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling customer support. I hope you
Thank
have a
you.
great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna hang up and I'll call back to the. Can you call me back?
You know what? Yes, let me just make sure I have the right contact number.